This is Statehouse Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. For the past several years, most debate at the Statehouse concerning guns has been on bills expanding gun rights, making it easier to carry and buy guns. But this week, advocates of gun safety were out in force. Legislators were lobbied to make it harder to buy guns and make schools safer. A Senate subcommittee continued its work on a major bill to extend the time for background checks before purchasing a firearm and to ensure that crimes involving guns be reported sooner to courts and law enforcement. Hundreds of people rallied outside of the State House and heard from a number of supportive lawmakers. All were Democrats, with the exception of Republican Senator Greg Gregory of Lancaster. Gregory, the lead sponsor of the background checks bill, said for Republicans, it's a slippery slope when it comes to supporting gun safety measures.
Well, I think there's a vocal minority of people out there who make their opinion known to Republican legislators that if you give an inch with regard to gun control, that eventually we'll all be barred from owning guns. And so I think it's a simplistic but easy argument to fall back on.
Gregory says he thinks if events like the recent Florida school shootings continue, public sentiment will eventually wash over the strong gun support seen in states like South Carolina. Leaders in the House are growing impatient with what they view as a lack of movement by the Senate on the VC summer nuclear matter. The House has already passed a number of bills dealing with the issue, among them one that would stop South Carolina Electric and Gas Company from continuing to charge customers for the failed project. The Senate has passed a resolution giving the State Public Service Commission more time to try and sort the matter out. The House Judiciary Committee this week inserted their stop charging for the nuclear project provision into the Senate's resolution in a clear attempt to pressure the Senate for action. Representative Peter McCoy of Charleston.
Again, I think this action is inexcusable, and ratepayers in our state deserve better. We deserve to go home and tell the folks that we represent that we're not going to sit beside ourselves and let them continue to pay this $1.2 million a day, which comes to $37 million a month, without taking action up here.
It appears resolving the VC summer nuclear matter, this session's most pressing issue, may also be the thorniest issue the House and Senate will have to come to agreement on this spring. Governor McMaster announced this week that the state's new real IDs are now available. New state driver's licenses satisfying federal ID requirements will be needed to enter a federal building or military installation after September 30, 2020. When the legislature approved the new real ID law last year, there was little attention paid to the fact that periodic eye examinations would no longer be required to renew licenses. This week, the House overwhelmingly voted to reinstate the eye exams. Representative Jason Elliott of Greenville.
One of the core functions of state government is to provide for public safety. And one of the most critical and important things about driving a car is being able to see. Now that sounds common sense, but that seems to be debated here among some folks. But the House took an important step to reinstate the requirement to have your vision screen upon driver's license renewal.
State DMV Director Kevin Schwedo opposes the eye exam requirement, saying all states are moving toward online renewals and that eye exams hinder that. A second anti-abortion bill is now pending in the state Senate. The bill, approved in committee, would make it a felony for doctors performing what activists call a dismemberment abortion in the second trimester of pregnancy. Statehouse Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.